Hi, hi. Welcome to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Mayer, and this show's for you if you're done with cookie cutter marketing and ready to build your personal brand in alignment with who you really are. I'm a marketing expert, human design nerd, and intuitive business coach who's helped hundreds of women just like you to elevate their frequency and activate their most magnetic personal brand. Each week, we'll dive into practical tips, interviews, conversations, and more to help you create an aligned business, a positive contribution, and of course, an abundant life. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. And this week we're hosted by me with a special guest in the form of beautiful Grace. How are you today?
Hi, Yvette. I'm fabulous.
Oh, it's so good to have you with us this week. I have mentioned Grace on the podcast a couple of times already. Have you heard this happening?
Yes.
I love it.
Everyone gets to meet this sort of mystery Grace.
I know. It's so awesome. I love that. Because I have to say that, you know, I've worked with heaps of women now, and some men, with human design and human design for marketing. And one of the things about your story that always makes it top of mind is that you came into the Frequency Project program without a great deal of exposure to human design or understanding of how it all worked or what you might get out of it. You just felt, I'm going to call it a little bit of intuition, that this was something that would be good for you. Does that sound about right?
I saw you first talk about it on what's her surname?
She's been on Morris. The podcast, actually. Liz Morris is also a photographer.
Yes, you're on Liz Morris IG Live. And I think I gravitated towards you and then gravitated towards the content about human design. I knew nothing about it, as you said, and I thought, I don't know, something in me thought, this is interesting. I want to sort of, you know, answer my curiosity and find out more. So I followed all the breadcrumbs and led me to you and to your program, and there you go.
Here we are. So fun fact about Grace Costa is the full name. She is both a photographer and a mentor for other photographers, some of which has kind of really evolved since the work that we've done together. So we'll get into that in a minute. But I'd love for you to share a bit of your brand story, the journey from what was doing more corporately based photography into your own business and what you're focusing on now.
So I've been in the photography industry over 20 years, first studying photography formally through TAFE and then working with different studios around Canberra. But the last, 11 years, I was a photographer in the corporate space supporting the Department of Defence. So I was based at the Royal Military College. I was out of uniform. I was civilian. And I was a full-time photographer for the department. And that was such a great job. It gave me so many wonderful opportunities. It taught me so much more than TAFE ever could. But everything had its time, right? And I was there so long that I thought I would never leave, but I was too scared to leave. And I never thought I would run my own business until the time came when the whispers around, you know, my energy started to say, Grace, it's kind of time for you to leave this place. But I would ignore it, and then those whispers became louder and louder until I was, you know, not pushed out the door, but it felt like I pushed myself out the door.
Yeah, I get that.
And it was time to sort of brave up and give myself an opportunity to see what else I was capable of outside of the security of being employed, because my whole career as a photographer, I've been under the safety net of an employer.
Yeah.
And although I did some things on the side, little side hustle, I never imagined that my potential could be fulfilled and expanded as a businesswoman.
Mm. I never saw you go myself. Now.
Yeah. I never saw myself like that. And I guess like my family had a business as well, so I thought business was hard. And I thought that people who ran their own business had hard times and it was a struggle. And I just had these stories around what business was. So I avoided it at all costs because I thought I had a great life just working for somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're not alone. That's such a common scenario. And I want to kind of go back to these kind of nudges that you were feeling in this desire to potentially move out. What was the thing that kind of took you from maybe to now's the time?
It was one huge change. So my team was based at the Royal Military College and we had our own little village. We were there for many years together. I was the only woman in a male team, but we all had to merge with media and join the big guns at the headquarters of defence. None of us wanted to move there. We all were kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
I said to myself, I'll give myself 2 years in this new role. I lasted 6 months.
Wow.
Things were so different. My role was different. I wasn't doing as much photography. There was more photographers to share the load with, so there wasn't as much work to do. And things started going wrong. Like I got in trouble for not locking my computer, whereas like the last 11 years, nobody even cared because of where I was based. And then little things I started getting pulled up on and I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. And I felt like I was a square peg in a round hole when we merged to media. I didn't belong there, but I tried to make myself fit there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that was the big shift that started. And then I decided to upskill to see if I could find my way in another area. And I decided to apply for long service leave. The new manager that I had made it very difficult. And she asked all these questions. And one of the questions was, do you intend to come back from long service leave?
Wow.
And
that's
cheeky. Yeah, and I never considered that question in my life until that moment. And so I started considering, what if I don't come back? What does that look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then started having conversations with my husband. Was it possible for me to leave and start my own thing? And so I was nearly 40. I was 38. And my colleague said to me, think about it this way, Grace. Do you want to be in your 40s and still be a public servant? And I said, no, I don't imagine myself in that capacity going into my later years. So I also looked at my CV and I was, you know, achieving really amazing things. Like I did a TED talk. I had a sellout.
Hang on a minute. Don't just gloss over that. You did a TED talk?
Yeah. I did a TED talk.
What was that about?
It was about connecting to your creative truth.
Magic. So it, aligned with who you are as a brand.
Yeah. And it came about because of a body of work I created on the side as a, like, as a side project from my daily job. I photographed horses. And then somebody saw the exhibition who owned the TED Talk Canberra aspect license, and she invited me to give a talk.
How incredible.
And so it was that and all these other things I started seeing on my CV that I was like, I'm actually achieving more outside of my job at Defence than I am in Defence. Why don't I give myself the opportunity to see what's possible?
Yeah, right. So for our listeners, many of whom are deeply into human design, of course, I thought I'd interrupt now and give you a bit of context around Grace's journey, because she has been unconsciously following her strategy and authority along the way. Like when I really hear what you've got to say, so your splenic authority, right? Which is subtle intuitive nudges. Grace is a projector. So she does do really well specializing and going deep into her field of excellence, which is photography and creativity in that space. She's also somebody that has a natural desire to want to share her wisdom with others. And I think what Grace has experienced is this yearning for her wisdom to be more valued. And as things started to feel out of alignment with her values in that corporate setting, that yearning got louder and louder. And then the other thing about Grace is that she is a 1-4 profile. So with the line 1, she can't help herself but go deep into her field of excellence, learn all the things, get, you know, across all of the inside knowledge about her photography skills, to the point of absolute mastery, making her an incredible authority in this space. And then with the 4, what I've been very witness to, which we haven't gotten to quite so much yet, is the way that Grace is able to build relationships, collaborations, and, you know, from friends to networking to any opportunity to lean into, if you like, her love for other people, magic happens.
Yep. Summarized so well, Yvette.
So let's talk about when you signed up for the Frequency Project. Oh, here's a fun thing to talk about. So you signed up and then you let me know you weren't sure whether you should do it. And so we jumped on a call. Can you tell us a bit about where you're at that point?
I heard you talking about planets and Mercury and Venus alignment or something or other.
The transits.
Transits. And I freaked out and I thought, I'm not qualified to do this training. I don't remember planetary stuff. All this terminology I didn't understand. So, yeah, I buzzed you for, you know, just for a chat to sort of help me through it. And I'm glad we had that chat because it gave me the clarity I needed and sort of you sort of settled my nerves that don't worry, you don't have to know everything about what I'm talking about. But there is potential for you here. And I think you as well were part of the solution. It's your nature that I gravitated towards, not only just information.
Yeah.
So I trusted you. I believed you. And I wanted to be on the journey with you. I wanted you to be my leader.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. And it's the language you just used. You just described my line 5. You're like, you had the solutions. I'm like, line 5. Yep.
Yep.
I trusted you because I thought you were going to know the answers. I'm like, line 5.
Yes.
So it's so incredible now. And I almost thought you were talking to me because you remembered I was a line 5. And I'm like, no, she's just using the language intuitively with her splenic definition.
Yeah, I wouldn't know enough about your, all the lines and all the profiles. Yeah.
It's not normal for somebody that isn't, you know, studying human design bit to become a reader or to do it as a profession to remember other people's charts. But, you know, it's something that I do, of course.
But I will say, ever since I did the Frequency Project, I have not stopped talking about it.
Wow.
Even the other day I was photographing an event and I took the opportunity to tell the DJ about the human design. And I was like, do you know what I've been learning recently? Honest, I will tell anybody who will listen.
I love it. I love it, especially as we've just discussed, you were, you know, you kind of was like, yes, I want to do this. I'm feeling Yvette's energy. You're feeling my frequency. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to sign up even though I'm not quite comfortable. And then you had that moment of backstep, especially because, and I will say this for all of you listening, you know, there's so many elements to human design. And the way that we teach it is from the foundation level. And it honestly takes not months, it takes years of learning and deepening your experiment to get into the nooks and crannies of the chart and your body graph and how it all works. You know, it's been nearly 5 years for me since I had my first reading. And yet, because I focus on the marketing aspects and part of that is, well, how are other people feeling about what's, you know, what's relevant for content is how I would phrase this, right? So I kept having people come to me and say, okay, I get that this is really amazing for my personal brand and I'm loving it, but how do I use it to connect with my audience better? So I kind of went diving into what I know to be the best areas of human design for that. And they're in the deep end of the pool. Let's be honest. They're not up the shallow end where we learn about type and aura and authority and profile lines, which we always start with. So when Grace came to me, I was like, that's such a good point, because in the Facebook group, I'm talking about transits all the time as if, you know, that's a basic part of human design when it's absolutely not. But I had a moment of, should I stop doing that? And then I realized that there are different stages of people and their journey, and there's always going to be someone new in the group and they're going to take their time to get to kind of that point. And it's all good because we do all of the parts. And that's really what I spoke to you about on that first phone call as well. It's like, oh, no, no, no. You know, we may do a tiny bit on that towards the end of the program, but we're starting at the beginning. We're starting with what is your type as a projector and your authority as a splenic projector, and then moving into your profile as a 1-4. Like we spend about 4 weeks on those aspects before we go anywhere near gates and incarnation crosses and all of that other good stuff. So tell us, because the Frequency Project really is about your personal brand first and then ultimately getting into other parts that affect others. How were you feeling about your personal brand when you joined up?
I was feeling comfortable, but I knew there was so much more potential for my personal brand to strengthen.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know how.
Right.
In a more focused way.
Yeah.
And I was already doing business training, and the coach talked about personal brand and building it, but I guess nothing really landed for me to show me the way forward, like an actual path.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did the Frequency Project, I feel like it gave me more focus. It put the spotlight on my personal brand and myself so that I knew what to do with myself going forward within my brand.
Yeah. It's really interesting you say that, because I co-hosted a masterclass this morning and we kind of got into, well, like, how does this fit in with personal branding in general? And the way that I expressed it is, you kind of, for all of us, right, as a personal brand business, we really want to take advantage of what Ikigai teaches, which is, you know, you want to understand your skills. You want to know your experience, your decades of lived experience, or decades if you're either of us, depending on your age. You want to work out what people actually want to buy for that you can offer them. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that you're doing something that you love. That's the Ikigai principle. But it's a very reflective process. You don't generally go out into the world and ask people, what do you want from me? You make some decisions, right? Mm-hmm. And you make them from your conscious mind. And we can't see ourselves all that clearly. Like, we don't know ourselves completely until we have other people reflecting back to us what they see in us. Mm. And then what I find that human design does is it goes into all of these unconscious areas that we potentially are like, it might not feel comfortable at first. So I know with Grace, we talked about her prominent line one, meaning that she loves to learn from masters of their craft, but in the process, she becomes a master. And that means in her marketing, she's an authority. And the more she claims that aspect of herself, the higher her frequency is going to be. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And at the beginning, she's like, authority? I've never really thought of myself like that. And now, how do you feel about it?
Absolutely, I'm the authority. I'm claiming it. I'm owning it. I always was the authority.
Yeah.
And part of me, I feel, kind of knew it even in my 20s. My supervisor, who was also a photographer, said to me, Grace, stop doing all these courses and training. You should be teaching this stuff. And I didn't believe him. I felt like I still had a long way to go. But I've earned my authority. I've earned my place here. I've earned my stars. And I can claim it with conviction now because I look at my past. I look at everything I've collected to get to where I am now.
Right.
And if anyone's going to teach it, it's going to be me. You know, if anyone is going to share information about a craft that I've mastered my whole adult life, it's me. And
absolutely.
I'm good with that. I'm ready to go.
And you are going. I mean, and by the way, my entire body's getting goose pimples with you at this conversation. I'm like, calm down, Yvette. Calm down, Yvette. It's so good though. So that, I mean, that was a huge thing for you. Now let's talk about the journey of understanding being a projector, because that's hard, right? When you don't know anything about human design and you've likely lived your life surrounded by generators and potentially felt like, well, that's everybody's got that high energy versus maybe needing a bit more rest time or needing to understand how to work smarter, not harder. How did that feel kind of discovering about yourself?
The working harder, not smarter. Smarter.
Yeah, the whole like projector, waiting for the invitation, like it you know, it's I would say it's more difficult to get your head around when you're new.
Yes, it was hard for me to get my head around, particularly the rest. I didn't understand what that meant because I don't like to sit idle and do nothing. Mm-hmm. But then when we discussed it, what it actually means for me is, say, running my business, I don't do photo shoots back to back.
Right.
Because I physically
run out. Don't,
burn out. It's my gear is very, very heavy. It's very taxing on my body. And I just intuitively run my business with rest. But when you said in my profile that rest was part of projector, I was like, well, that doesn't really belong to me because I'm not somebody who just sits and watches TV or sits and reads a book. I'm not a rester. I'm a doer. But it just looked different to me in my version. And when I recognized it in the way I run a business, it makes sense.
Yeah. And I love how aware you are and how able you are to kind of process information and then kind of come back in and say, actually, my intuition, because splenic, I've already kind of created my work around a schedule to make sure that I have enough rest and that I can do my work effectively. And for anyone else that's listening to a projector, look, it really, there's a lot of factors in your chart. And so some projectors have a lot of energy, especially if you're a projector that has motor definition. So there are four centers in human design that are what we call motor centers. Obviously, as a projector, you're not going to have the sacral definition because then you'd be a generator, but you might have a root center, you might have an emotional center, the heart center, and some of you are going to have three out of four. Now, I, as a generator, I only have one of the four. So when I'm like thinking about my energy, I'm like, yeah, I'm a generator, but I feel like I go hard. I get up in the morning, my energy is on. I'm so like, you know, I know I walk into rooms and I raise the energy. You should see me at the end of the day. I'm like, leave me alone. Do not call me. I won't pick up the phone. No, 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 leave me alone.
Right, my energy can last all day,
right?
But I just had to determine with that information what energy meant, like what aspect of the energy or what aspect of the rest. And it was just different the way I interpreted it.
And that's beautiful that you've found the expression that really feels true for you and meaningful for you, and that's what it's all about.
And also I want to run a business that flourishes without working too hard. I don't want to look at the end of the year and go, I'm so burnt out, I kicked butt, but, you know, I'm physically drained, I'm ready for a holiday. I don't work like that and I don't want to work like that.
Like a true projector.
Yes. I want to enjoy my life every day and look forward to working, and I love serving people. So working brings me joy, and the more I can do that in the fashion that suits me,
yeah, the better.
The better it is, yeah.
Yeah. Other parts that I know were really valuable for you about being a projector is starting to think about what it means to wait for the invitation.
Yes, that was hard at first because I was like, okay, if we're talking about marketing, mm-hmm. do I just sit back and not do any marketing? It didn't like equate in my mind.
Yeah.
So we discussed it a bit further and you showed me that I have to be the invitation, which means show up, show my expertise, show my portfolio, show my recent work, talk about something in the photography industry, teach, give, share, and put all that out there. That is the marketing aspect of being the invitation so that invitations come my way. And when I think about my past and my CV as an artist, I think all the opportunities that came, the exhibitions, the TED Talks, the prizes, so much of that was by invitation.
Absolutely.
It's like, how bizarre.
Or how aligned.
How aligned, yeah.
Yeah. And the other part that you were already doing but you realized was an aspect that could bolster you further was awards. Like projectors are very driven by or feel very successful when they're given awards, and then that also helps them promote more of their credibility to their audience. And this was something that you were kind of already playing with, but we watched you kind of take that to the next level as well, right?
And so it just was so timely that when we were doing the Frequency Project, I became a finalist in the National Photographic Portrait Prize and have my work currently in the National Portrait Gallery on show. So, and one of my opt-ins for my photographers is a mega list of prizes and awards. So I stand by already that I believe in, you know, sharing, you know, going to awards, pushing yourself that way.
Yeah, you were already doing it, but I think there was a bit more permission about that being hero content for you. Would that be true?
That's true. And yeah, not to be shy about it, leverage it, use it a bit more. And then I can even use it in my mentoring and show other people
absolutely
the value of awards and prizes and how to get there.
Yeah. Okay, I want to get to your mentoring because that's a fun thing to talk about. But first, let's talk about the line four part of who you are, the networker, because I know that's another place that you were like, okay, let's go and take some action. So how did that work for you?
So I've always been a networker. Like I just get so much energy from people and I'm super friendly and super warm person. I will just make friends with, you know, Joe Blow on the street. But when I saw it in my profile, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so aligned to me. This is my superpower. And although I was already doing networking and I was already in that space and using it, having it highlighted made me realize to lean into it more purposefully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not just by accident or just.
Yeah, not just because it's fun, but also because it's strategic.
Let's yes. And so now I'm thinking, all right, how can I be more strategic about this?
Yeah.
And opportunities have just placed themselves in front of me at events that I'm at or, you know, wherever I am, I'm surrounded by photographers or whatever. And then I end up being, you know, the person in the room that's doing all the talking and everyone's asking me questions and, you know, can I have your address? Can I have a coffee with you? And even I'm heading to Melbourne next week for a holiday by myself and I decided to create a photographer's only dinner and drinks.
Of course you did.
So now I'm leveraging that and, you know, strategically thinking about, okay, if I make this bigger next time round, you know, maybe what happens if I make it bigger? What does it look like if I turn it into something else? Maybe a retreat one day, maybe tours, whatever. So it's really shone the light on me using that power that I'm already good at.
Yeah.
And, yeah, using it as a tool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Look at you go. Like every – like you are such a – and it's funny because I would say this is part of your profile as well, but like you take this wisdom, you internalize it, you experiment with it, and you own it, and you have the results to show for it.
Yeah, that's true. When I've told my friends or anything about these superpowers, such as the networking, they're like, but yeah, but you already knew that. And I said, yes, I already knew that. And they're like, well, we knew this about you. But it's that wasn't the point. The point is, yes, you know these things about yourself, but having it highlighted through your profile, through Human Design or through the project, it shows you what you can do with it now.
Yeah. It makes it more practical.
More practical.
It gives you the impetus to like, okay, so what's the next step with this part of my profile? Yes. How can I activate this more strategically and in the most beautiful way, do what feels already aligned and amazing for you?
Yeah.
But be amplified as a personal brand and attract more abundance.
Yes. And that has always been a natural thing for me, is, and also it aligns with leadership, right? And
yeah, you have a lot of leadership in your chart too. Yeah.
Yes. And so it takes a leader to create networking events or social events. Even in my friendship group in my 20s, when I lived alone, I would have Taco Tuesdays. I was always the one who organized the events.
Wow.
I was always the one who was the leader of where we're going, what we're doing. Do you know what I mean? It was always in me to be a leader.
Yeah. So I know towards the end of the Frequency Project, you felt the nudge to start doing more mentoring. So can you talk to us about how that unfolded?
So in the profiles, there was so much content and messaging around leadership, sharing knowledge, giving to others, things like that. And I was like, this is loud and clear that I need to get back into my mentoring, because I've just focused on personal branding, photography, and serving my corporate clients, that I let the mentoring slide a little bit. And I just had, you know, one or two students here and there. So I thought, all right, let's work with that. I changed my Instagram bio instantly. I even changed the photo just to sort of feel a fresh rebrand sort of thing.
I remember, just before you go on, I remember us having this conversation, and I was like, you're already getting pretty booked out for your personal brand photography and your corporate work. So why not go all in on mentoring on socials, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was like that, right? Because I wasn't getting clients through Instagram anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was referrals and networking. Yes.
Yeah, it was referrals, networking, and Google. So I thought, why not change the Instagram? That's no problem. And then I also added a page on my website and worked through some packages for my mentoring. So how can I package it up? And then within 30 minutes, no word of a lie, in my inbox in Instagram, somebody said, oh, I'm interested in mentoring with you.
I mean, mind-blowing
packages. Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is giving me goosebumps. How bizarre. Yeah. She didn't sign up with me when she saw the prices, but that's completely fine.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't my target audience anyway, but that's completely fine. It still showed me that I was doing the right thing. It's the next move, and I haven't leant into it too much yet, although I did have a session on Sunday with somebody.
Yay.
But she was my current client. I just know that going forward, I'm leaning into this now, and I will be speaking on stages more. I'll be presenting on podcasts more. Even I'll be doing events like affiliating myself with some industry product bodies, people, whatnot. Things. Yeah. So there's opportunities there, and I fit right in. It's great.
It's natural. Like, you're so aligned. Everything you're doing for you, I can just see it's like, well, this is actually what I want to be doing. It's easeful. It's magnetic.
Yeah.
I know you popped into the Human Design for Marketing Facebook group recently, and you said, what is this frequency thing? Because my business is like going off.
I asked the difference. What's the difference between high frequency or just evolution in your business doing well?
Yeah. And I think that they're both important factors. I always think consistency compounds. So keeping going, even if things don't feel like they're moving as fast as you would like, is absolutely normal. And you must trust that if you keep taking the right actions, that they will multiply. But what I'm sure that the listeners have observed in you is this work changed you.
Yeah.
Energetically.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like every little aspect shifted a cell, if you like, in your body, or amplified something, and it all added up to you absolutely elevating your frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, your business has felt more joyful, more on purpose, and more magnetic.
And I've had more clients than I've ever had.
Full stop. Yeah.
Full stop. And I had coffee with my friend the other day, and she said, "Grace, you feel somewhat more confident. There's something changed about you." And I was like, "Are you serious? I haven't slept properly in ages." She goes, "I don't care, but you, there's something different about you."
Yeah.
And then I told her about this thing. So then she went and downloaded the chart from your website.
Oh, wow.
So she just noticed a shift in me, and brilliant. I've noticed it in myself, and I feel like there's so much more focus with my marketing, with my business. Yeah. I'm not just sort of plodding along, just doing the doing. There's more energy around why I'm doing it, where I'm heading, and the abundance is bursting in. I've reached my next income level, which I was trying to get to, trying, and I never really thought I'd get there, but I got there. So,
and you did it.
Pardon?
And I, like, what I love about all of this is you got there in a state of more joy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I hustled my way there.
Definitely didn't
quite
hustle.
The opposite, right?
Nah, I went shopping in between all of it. I
cruised along. You elevated your frequency, and the universe met you with more clients.
It's totally amazing. I can't say I work that hard. Like, I feel like I work hard, but
Keep going.
I don't bust myself to get everything that I've got.
Yeah.
I've still got space and time, and there's rest and there's play and there's work and there's a bit of this and a bit of that and there's holidays. And I think that's the way I want to live my life.
Absolutely.
And do my business.
And I think you've given yourself the proof that being you, like really being you and owning your gifts and claiming those parts of you that maybe you weren't claiming, is all that is required for you to grow.
Yeah. I think it's magic.
Absolute magic.
So
you are magic.
Magic.
I'm so pleased that you came on and shared all of this. It does almost sound like I paid you, and I swear I didn't, but this is.
I know, but I'm completely honest when I've said any of these things. It has really shifted my life, not in a way that, I went from woe to, like, woe is me.
You weren't woe.
No, I wasn't woe. I was already great. And now I'm even greater, more magnetic, more. My frequency is high. I actually know what that means now. and I'm just so glad I actually trusted my instincts and discovered what human design is. And I followed you. You led me along the way. I honestly, as I said in the beginning, I haven't stopped talking about it. I love talking about it, even though parts of it I still don't understand. And as you said, it will take years and years for me to get the hang of everything, but that's okay.
I just grabbed
what I needed to grab. I attached myself to what I needed to attach myself to and learn from the bits that made sense to me.
Yeah.
And that has been.
Yeah, what a beautiful journey. And I love that you are really honest in sharing. You know, I know there were parts where you're like, oh, this is all going over my head today. And then in time, it's like, okay, this part feels like something I really want to play with. This is something I'm going to lean into. And it just all started to like build up, strengthening this foundation of knowledge and connection that you were feeling to the work. And now we see you like this fully fledged thriving human and somebody that is living and breathing their authority and their strategy within human design, but also really taking advantage of how to work with frequency in marketing. And
yeah,
it's just music to my ears. Oh, absolutely. I am so pleased that we jumped on that call when you were feeling nervous.
Yeah, I'm glad too. It really made the difference. And this learning about human design and doing the frequency project makes me feel closer to myself. It sees myself more clearly. Yeah. And I think if anyone can get anything from that, don't we all want to see ourselves more clearly and see the potential we have and actually take some action on that?
Yeah.
That's what I've always wanted for my life, is to fulfill my potential. And there's so many courses thrown at you every single day as a business owner.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know, I trusted this one and I wasn't wrong.
And, you know, I'm not an emotional human, but you did make tears come to my eyes just then.
I'm like, yes.
What is this craziness? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for jumping on. I am sure we'll be continuing to share more on the adventures of Grace Costa and her human design frequency evolution into more and more success and abundance, and hits even more of her revenue and income goals. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so very much. I'm so grateful you came into my world, into my life, into my business. Is there anything you want to finish up with before we jump off?
I'm not letting you go of it. Now you're in my world. Oh,
excellent.
You're my secret weapon.
Except you're not keeping me a secret.
Exactly. So I'm not sharing this with any of my other people. Just in case they steal you.
No photographers, just yes. Everybody else, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just been so much fun, and I just recommend it to anybody, and not just because I've done it and have had success, but the fact that I can't stop talking about it is something I believe in, and I want other people to experience it.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to be woo-woo. You don't have to, you know, be in this space or really understand everything to give it a go and to get something out of it. Right. So I'm really grateful I stumbled across you, and I feel lucky that I've got this in my toolkit.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Thank you. And, yeah, thanks, Liz Morris, for being the conduit to us meeting. I will give her a little shout out on a little DM in Instagram. Although we are in contact already. But, yeah, thank you. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks, Yvette. It's so
bye
lovely to chat with
bye,
you.
Everyone.
Bye.
Hi, just me again to let you know some exciting news. The Frequency Project will be coming back shortly. Right now, for a brief time only, the waitlist is open. And when you join the waitlist, you're going to get access to the absolute best offer in terms of pricing and added value. So make sure you go to the show notes and pop yourself on that waitlist right now, and I hope to see you on the inside.
Thanks for tuning in to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, tell your friends, and extra brownie points, go leave me a review. I would so appreciate it. There are heaps more resources in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears again soon. Bye for now.